KSX. Welcome to Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 623, 76 degrees right now. Going to be humid today. Maybe some showers rolling on the way home with Dave Dahmer. So, get up Saturday morning. Just got a great night's sleep and a lot of fun Friday night out seeing Paul Reiser. And I get up Saturday morning and what am I singing? So I go on Twitter and I just was joking with Aaron. I was in such a good mood that I got up Saturday morning and then I've got that song stuck in my head. Because if you're new to the show or old to the show, or you don't try not to listen when Aaron sings Edmund Fitzgerald, which is once a week, you hum it all the time.
Because I'm obsessed with that song. It's greatness.
And this started, was this Thursday? Thursday or Friday? Thursday, when we had the conversation about the best song in Michigan, right? Yeah, Thursday. And then you were saying that Edmund Fitzgerald. So what part do you normally sing in the studio?
On the shores of Lake Ichigumi. And then I just do the la-di-da-da part.
Oh, and she'll do it even when we turn off these microphones. The little button I pressed right over here, the one right here. She keeps going, folks. So, Sunday morning, get up. Get up early, take a shower. I'm in there getting ready to go to church with the family. The captain and crew.
Were you singing in the shower?
Again, the same thing. First thing comes out of my mouth in the morning is, for 2 days in a row, I had the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald stuck in my head because of you. Because of you singing in the studio. It gets better. Aaron remembers Dr. Don Carpenter, Dr. Don on the radio here in Detroit.
Yes.
Great guy. Just one of the nicest guys in the world. And he's a fun follow on Twitter. He lives down in Florida now. So he sees the conversation going on between you and I and Tony Ortiz and a bunch of other people about how you're ruining my weekend with that stupid song stuck in my head. And he takes it to another level. And this level is the fact that the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald is played at Epcot.
Yep, he says, don't ever go to Epcot at Walt Disney World, Ben. They play a bouncy, happy-sounding version in the Canada section roughly every 20 minutes.
If you don't believe us, we'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
song.
It should be torture. It should be torture.
You know, the happy version kind of takes away from what the song is about.
It is kind of weird that you picked this as your upbeat song. They all died in a boat. La, da, 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 da. Yeah. Have a great weekend. La,
da, 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 da. It's a small world.
Exactly. So you don't believe us? Listen, this is part of the video that Dr. Don shared with us.
Listen for it.
That's an Epcot.
A good shipping crew was a
bunch
to be chewed when the
tales
of November came early.
248-398-WCSX. We'll text it to you if you want to see this video and torture your friends. The keyword is...
song.
There it is.
Oh, there's the flute.
How does Canada get this song? Because we don't have a Michigan there at Epcot, I guess. Is it considered a Canadian song?
Well, yes, because Gordon Lightfoot wrote
it. I know he's Canadian, but the Edmund Fitzgerald is ours, right? That's a Michigan thing, not a Canadian thing. Am I wrong? 248-398-WCSX. Tell me if I'm wrong, but isn't it ours? Kind of our thing?
It's our thing, yes, but it was in the Great Lake Superior, which we share with Canada. So, of course, it probably affected Canadians.
And I get the Gordon Lightfoot thing, but if Rush sang a song about Mars, they don't get the planet for Canada. I mean, anyway, 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. I just curious, again, we'll text it to you, keyword song. And I've decided now that every time that you sing Edmund Fitzgerald in the studio, I'm going to do one thing.
What?
I'm going to play this song.
Hey guys, it's me. I just wanted to remind you that my favorite food is potatoes.
Potatoes.
Potatoes. I love this video. Potatoes.
Potatoes, I'll eat them all day, yo. Potatoes, I'll eat them all day, yo.
Bring it down.
D-O-T-A-T-O.
That's where you drop it like it's hot.
He eats potatoes, I eat potatoes, we all eat potatoes.
Are you going to sing this in the studio now?
I will. Oh, God.